When Martin Rinkart finished his training for the ministry, it was a surprise to him and to people in his hometown and church when he was sent back to his home church to be minister. And that was in Eilenburg in Germany. But the people of Eilenburg soon had something else to talk about, because the 30 Years' War began, and Eilenburg was right in the centre of the fighting. And armies from both sides kept coming in to Eilenburg, and when they came in, they demanded lodgings and food. Not only that, they stripped the fields of corn and the gardens of vegetables. And they also took away bedding, pans from the kitchen, and food from the houses. But through all this, Martin kept on caring for people and preaching the gospel. But worse was to hit Eilenburg. The town had a lot of refugees from the surrounding countryside. And soon people began to notice little black spots on the skin. And they developed into large sores. The Black Plague had come to Eilenburg. And soon people started to die in their hundreds and in their thousands. Hundreds of school children died. The two other ministers in the town died, leaving Martin as the only minister. The mayor died, and most of the town council. In fact, in one year, as many as 8,000 people died. But still, Martin kept on caring for people and preaching the gospel. And then an army came into Eilenburg and wouldn't leave until it had been paid a huge sum of money, and Martin was left going door to door to raise the money. And so you would think there was nothing to be thankful for in 17th century Germany. But it was at this time that Martin Rinkart wrote a grace for his family to say or to sing before their meals, and their children would say it. Samuel, the first verse, Salome, the second verse, and Sophie Anne, the third verse. And it wasn't about having no money or no food, or asking God to send away the invading armies. Instead, it was a thank you. And we still sing it today, because it begins, "Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices."